Welcome back to Sounds of the Bizarre, live from Berlin, live from the Freie Universität in Berlin. 2,300 delegates in one building. It's a frightening thing. And this is dedicated to research. And we've just been talking with Life about the importance of research and the importance of quality in research. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that we got the winner of the best paper, Daniel Fisher, from last year's conference, who's going to be talking now to Judith. Over to you, Judith.
Thank you, Graham. Welcome, Daniel Fisher. As Graham said, you are the best paper winner 2011, and your topic was consumer education. First of all, could you please tell us what consumer education is about?
Well, the starting point of my paper was actually that we are facing a serious crisis, an ecological crisis. Leif already mentioned that in his talk before, and a social crisis. A great proportion of humanity cannot even meet its basic needs. So we are having a sustainability crisis. And the idea of my paper was to look at educational organizations and what they can actually contribute to solving this problem.
We are talking about educational institutions. What exactly is your approach to teach consumer education in educational institutions, and in which kind of educational institutions?
Well, the problem that I see is that the focus of consumer education is mainly on formal learning. So people are looking on classroom settings and on teaching materials that are compiled and provided. And our approach, or my approach in my paper, was that learning takes place outside the classroom as well, and students spend more a couple of thousands hours of their lifetime in schools, and we need to look at broaden the scope. We need to look at different areas where students learn, for example, in the cafeteria. We are in the cafeteria here right now, and you learn a lot about consumption in a cafeteria, and it's not a classroom setting. So the framework that I developed, it's called Educational Organizational Culture of Consumption. That looks at different areas of an organization that are relevant for learning.
Do you consider informal context as well and informal learning?
Right. The focus is to, or the idea is to combine formal learning and informal learning. So in order to tap the full potentials that educational organizations have for the promotion of sustainable consumption.
Okay. What came to my mind when I read the title Consumer Education is what is about consumer culture. Is there any relation that you can give us an idea of?
Yes. Actually, the latest report of the World Watch Institute, which is a renowned institute in America, it had the title Transforming Consumer Cultures. And it said that schools represent a huge missed opportunity to combat consumerism. And the one thing that we are trying to work on, I'm actually from a bigger project where we actually cooperated with schools to implement this framework that I developed in the paper. And the idea was that we need to get students to reflect on consumer society, how important consumption has become in our society, in order to find alternative ways to satisfy their needs and to live a good life.
One of my final questions. Do you have any results available, reactions from students, reactions from teachers, some evaluation?
Yes, we have worked together with schools and with practitioners, and we have implemented certain measures together with them in their schools to change something about their organizational culture of consumption. And what we know from the empirical study that we did is that those students that participated in these activities consume more sustainably. There's a significant difference between that. And what surprised us was that not just active participation in such processes makes a difference, but apparently already to observe such processes. So even those students that did not participate, but that observed these processes and that could remember certain activities, even they consumed more sustainably than those students that didn't recognize anything.
Okay, before we end, are your results available online, offline? Do you publish papers, books, whatever?
We are actually currently working on publishing these results. Should be available by the end of this year, hopefully.
Okay, thank you very much, Daniel Fisher from Lüneburg University.